Hi, this is Janie Hendricks with Experience Hendricks with Joe Benson, Off the Record.
What was the most overwhelming thing when your family finally got control of Jimmy's music again in 95? Was it the sheer volume of material he'd recorded? Was it how many permutations had gone through that you had to sift through again? Or was it just that here's this whole thing now?
Well, when we retained the rights, the tapes were illy kept. Now they're in a temperature-controlled vault. A lot of the reels of tape weren't in the vault. They were either left at a studio, unpaid bills caused the studio to keep them. The original masters for Our Experience and Access and Electric Ladyland were all at the studio, all for an unpaid phone bill. So we had to go and retrieve all the masters. So what came out on Polygram and on MCA while we're in litigation were taken from fifth generation copies.
Oh my God.
So while our attorneys were negotiating with the deal after we reattained our rights, we managed to go and retrieve those tapes. And, you know, thank God for John McDermott, who is an employee of ours now, because he was a great historian and he knew exactly where all the tapes were. So he led the way, and you know, we went along and were able to make the tape transfers. And I remember being in the studio, Eddie was blown away, because just simple sounds of Jimmy, you know, doing that, you wouldn't hear in those fifth generation copies, or just little whispers that he would do in the original masters that you couldn't hear because they were lost in the translation.